You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week, Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers are releasing their newest album. It's titled Pluto. The six-member band is rooted in Lansing, Kalamazoo, and Grand Rapids, known for their eccentric style, mixing elements of funk, dance pop, and R&B. Frontman Joe Hertler stopped by our studios to give us a preview of the new music.
Check, check, check. Yo, yo, yo. Hello. My name is Joe Hertler.
Settle around and watch the days go by. Between computer screens, you're living things. Am I the only one to see the sign upon the bathroom stall? I said it burning, baby. I burned it down.
Our first single, it's called Lonely. I actually wrote it on a reed accordion, which it just looks like a big box with a bunch of accordion keys on it. It's like easy songwriting. You can just like push the key and like notes come out. It's really cool. But anyways, at the time of writing this song, I was working what was supposed to be a dream job right out of college. I'd been there for about a year, and it just like was going really poorly. I was pretty unhappy. At the time of writing it, it was right around the time where I was leaving this place. So part of the song is kind of me saying, like, I'm not ready to sign my life away to the cubicle world. But ultimately what the song's about, it's kind of for anyone who's, like, just working a job that they're not crazy about. But they're there because they're working for something much greater than themselves.
Like everyone else.
Our next single is called Old Love. It's based off of a Japanese fable called the Chrysanthemum Pledge. I actually wrote the song on bass.
One minute on the battlefield, drink from the ladle by the moon. The blood expands across the fields like chrysanthemums in blue.
The story centers around two samurai. They're on different teams and they meet on the battlefield during a great war, and they fall in love. But unfortunately, they can't be together because they're on warring factions.
Will you finish what you started? I was born to believe that the change in the leaves could really mean anything, love. I crossed the mountains and the ocean for ya. Just to see, I need the old love.
So they make a promise to each other that once the war is over, that they're going to get back together once the chrysanthemums bloom. Unfortunately, the war finishes and the chrysanthemums bloom, and they're unable to get back together. So they commit harakiri, which is the ritual act of disembowelment. They commit suicide. And there's a section of the song during the bridge where one of the samurai is committing suicide, and he's kind of like slumping over this like moonlit pool, and there's rose blooms kind of flowing out of his abdomen. His soul departs from his body and he floats up to heaven, and there's his lover who's also committed the same thing. And when writing it, it started kind of as this like silly, you know, the song's really upbeat and it started sort of silly, but as I was writing it, I felt more and more connected to these characters, and I think their story just felt very honest and sincere, and really, really wanted to do justice, not to just the story, but the characters and their struggle. And yeah, I'm just happy how it turned out, and we have a music video as well that will be coming out that's very literal in the story, and I can't wait for it to be released. Hopefully that will come out in the end of April.
by my side. Each sensation is a memory from our lives.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about one more song. It's called Disconnected. And the message of the song is pretty simple. I think for a lot of people, you get caught up in your passions, your drives, maybe it's your job. I know for me with music, I can be pretty like tunnel vision with all of it. And sometimes you just don't always smell the roses. You don't always like recognize there are people all around you who are like trying to give you love. And sometimes you just have to accept that love, but more importantly, you have to give it back.
Dead trees rising up like boneyards, where elephants rest at the end of the days. A crescent moon over a desert whisper.
And I think in a way, too, that like the overall concept of this record is human connectivity and how you just don't want to let it fall to the wayside. I know for me, I'm not like the best talker, but it's through songs that I'm able to connect with people.
Hey, Stateside listeners, we have a couple shows coming up this month. They're city release shows. We have the 30th and 31st at the Blind Pig. It will likely be the last time we ever play there because the Blind Pig is being sold. And then also, we have the brand new venue in Grand Rapids. We've played it once before and it was beautiful, but it's 21 Monroe Live, and that is going to be April 1st. Again, these are city release shows. We're going all out for them, and we are so, so excited.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.